Message in a Bottle by Loma Linde. Narrated by Jocunda Sykes. Summary. After Charlie meets the sixth doctor, she writes 8 a letter. My dearest doctor, I am writing to you from inside the TARDIS butterfly room. I know it's hard to believe. I'm sure you'll find my tale quite fantastical indeed. I myself am still trying to fully understand it all. You see, I had almost given up hope. I didn't think I was ever going to get off that desert island or see another living soul. I knew you had to be dead, or else you would not have left me behind. And then you came back. The moment your TARDIS appeared on the beach was one of the happiest of my entire life. But the man who stepped out wasn't you. Not the you I know, at least. He's the doctor, but different. His looks are different, and his voice is different, and he doesn't even really behave the same way. Remember how you called me Charlie, right from the very beginning? This doctor, he still insists on calling me Charlotte. To tell you the truth, I don't think he trusts me. Who can blame him? I don't think I would believe myself if I were in his shoes. In yours. And yet, he is still you. I can sense it. He has your heart, your compassion, your curiosity. It shouldn't be possible. Don't you see what this means? The other you has no memory of me, so he cannot be your future. But if this is a previous regeneration, if we really meet in your past, then why didn't you recognise me on the R101? Did you really not remember me? Had so many years passed that you simply had forgotten me? Or worse, did you know who I was and pretended otherwise? No, I cannot believe that. I refuse to even entertain the possibility that you lied to me all this time. Not after everything we've been through. You wouldn't do that to me. And yet, isn't that exactly what I'm doing to him, to you, right now? If only I could see you again. There's so much I want to tell you. I'm so sorry about how we left things, how I left things, at the end. I've had a lot of time to think about it all. There wasn't much else to do, after all, on my desert island, once I'd built the crystal set. How you reacted to Cariz's death, that still hurts, but I came to realise that we all deal with loss in our own way. I'm sorry I accused you of being heartless. I know you're anything but. And I grieved for you, Doctor, sitting there on the beach with my bare feet in the sand, the warm water washing up around me. I felt certain you could not have survived. You would not have abandoned me. Even now, with the doctor just down the hallway, I still do not know if you are alive. I hope against hope that you are. Please, Doctor, be alive. For me. And remember me. For I will remember you. Always. With love. Charlie. Sitting cross-legged in the grass, with pen and paper in her lap, Charlie carefully rolled up her letter and wedged it into the clear glass bottle she had found in a TARDIS cupboard. She clutched it close to her chest as she watched the butterflies flutter about in the soft breeze. It was strange. She had mentioned to the new doctor earlier that day that she had found this room, and he had looked at her strangely, as if he didn't even know the room existed. And maybe he didn't, she thought. Maybe this place was waiting for her doctor, the doctor she knew and loved. Maybe the TARDIS had taken heart and let her in. Ever since the Zagreus business, Charlie had never completely trusted her. But she was indeed a funny old ship. Maybe she had sensed Charlie's sorrow and done her a kindness. Whatever the reason, she was grateful for the moment of privacy to say goodbye properly. As different as the new doctor was, she was just as intrigued and fascinated by him as she had been all those years ago, on a doomed airship in the skies above France. She wanted to travel with this doctor, wanted to get to know him, to share his adventures. And yet she knew she couldn't do all that if she was always looking at him in search of a different face, a different person. She raised the bottle and placed a soft kiss on the cool glass. "Goodbye, Doctor. I hope we meet again someday." With that, she got up and left. To her great relief, the console room was empty when she arrived. Charlie would never know if the TARDIS had kept the Doctor away, or if he had simply been busy elsewhere. When she pulled the lever, the doors opened to the blackness of space, with only the ship's force field protecting her from instant death. She knew, somehow, that when the moment came, the TARDIS would let the bottle through. She stood in the doorway for several minutes, and gazed out into space, the glass cool against her shaking fingers. "Goodbye," she finally whispered, and, with all her might, she flung the bottle out into the dark, endless void. "Good grief," an astonished voice exclaimed behind her. "What on earth are you doing, young lady?" Charlie smiled to herself, closed the TARDIS doors, and turned around. The end.